Got to get our priorities right.
Church.
Thank you. Y'all help me out here.
Preacher.
Our Savior. God. Friends. A warm church. It's warming up. I know it's a little chilly when you got in here, but it's warming up. All right. Prayer. So, as we enter His gates with thanksgiving, as we begin this time of worship, I pray that we will keep that in mind, that man, there's so much for us to be thankful for. I was talking about a discovery class just a moment ago, reminded of the Kalula that was here that got the Christmas box a few years ago when he was 11, and he got a toothbrush. How thankful he was for that toothbrush. I didn't hear any of us say toothbrush, but he was thankful for a toothbrush. Let's pray. Father, we exalt your holy name. May the name of Jesus be high and lifted up. May our hearts please you. May our words please you. May our very thoughts please you. We invite your Holy Spirit in this place, and we are thankful for so much, but we are especially thankful for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the empty tomb. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We worship in your name. And it's in that powerful name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. I invite you to stand if you are able as we worship.
So thankful for the love of Christ. We have a new song for you this morning called Only Jesus. And it's a picture out of the book of Revelation. Who alone is worthy? Only Jesus.
Darkness in your life. Only Jesus. with his final breath said it is finished, who conquered death to save my soul, only Jesus, no other truth, no other way, no other hope, no other name, who alone is holy, who alone is holy, only Jesus, only
children, come on forward at this time for your children's message and everybody else. Oh, no, no, no. Everybody be seated. Sorry. My fault. Stay where you are.
Kids, you gotta wait. The Jones family and the Killian family, come on down. You don't get to win anything, but we... All right. These guys have been with us before. So we got Mark and Grace Jones, which were members of our church for 100 years, something like that. And then they felt called to go and help Tuscola United Methodist with music, and they served a time out there. How many years were y'all out there?
6 years.
Six? And they are back. They are back. And Savannah and Marilyn and Kenny, is Kenny like playing in the nursery?
Yeah, well, he's got some allergies.
Oh, got some allergies this morning. Okay. Savannah has been with us as well for many years and has helped with our children. I'll talk loud. How's that? So y'all have all received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and we'll be talking about that later, right?
Awesome. Awesome.
So you've already accepted Christ. If you've already been baptized in that faith, and I just ask you, is Jesus Christ still your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Amen. Will you be loyal to this church with your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness?
Yes.
Amen. We receive you again. Y'all can be seated. All right. Make sure those families get welcomed before they leave today. Before the kids come up, just a quick note. At the end of the service, if you haven't had your picture made, I'm going to be, it may take me just a couple of minutes, but I'll be in the cry room. Would love to take your picture for the director. Kids, come on up.
This morning.
Good.
Are y'all excited to be here today?
Yeah.
Yay. All right. Well, I'm excited that you're here today. So what is special? What is so special about this coming week?
Thanksgiving.
What?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Is everybody ready for Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Are you ready to eat some turkey and ham and ham and dressing and maybe some pumpkin pie? And chicken, all right, chicken for sure. Gravy, you want some gravy? Mashed potatoes? What, hamburgers? Hey, works for me. Works for me, all right. So you're ready and you're going to spend some time with maybe family and friends and just have a great time and just celebrating Thanksgiving, right? So why do we celebrate Thanksgiving? What does it tell us? What does Thanksgiving mean? Okay, what, Ryland? To give thanks, that's right, to be thankful. Are you thankful? Yes. Well, you know, in the Bible, in God's Word, He tells us to be thankful 139 times. I know. He says, be thankful, be thankful, be thankful. If God tells us to be thankful, should we be thankful?
Yes.
Yes. Do we only need to be thankful at Thanksgiving?
No.
No. Should we? What? We have to celebrate, right? We do need to celebrate that. But we need to be thankful, right? Not just at Thanksgiving. We need to be thankful every day, right? And every time. That's right. You know, we have so much to be thankful for. I'm so thankful that God loves us. I'm so thankful for each one of you. I'm so thankful that God hears our prayers. And I'm so thankful for family and for friends. Our list could go on and on and on and on. We could never run out of things to be thankful for, could we?
No,
no, that's right. So, yes?
Sometimes you can get grounded.
You're right. Sometimes you can get grounded. But it's okay. But you know what? Your mom and dad still love you, right? Well, so what we're going to do this morning, I'm going to give y'all the opportunity to tell the whole church one thing that you are very thankful for, okay? All right. So what you're going to have to do is I want Griffin from here over, if y'all would line up this direction, and then if Linda, if from right here, Ella, if you'll go this way, right here, and y'all line up this way down the front here, okay? And y'all stand up and get in line right here. Get come here. Here, Benjamin, right here. Come here. Come here. Okay. Stand right here. Harper, get in line right there. Salvi, Josiah, get right there. There you go. All right. Okay. Miss Linda, Miss Teresa. Here. Okay. If y'all will go down the lines, y'all stand right here, and they're going to go. Y'all take turns.
One and the other?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Go.
What are
you thankful for? Tell one thing you're thankful for, and then sit down. Oh, is it on?
Yes.
Can y'all hear him?
No.
I can.
Okay, go ahead.
What are you thankful for?
My mom.
Okay. Go sit right there. Okay. What are you thankful for?
Family?
Okay.
My dad.
What are you thankful for?
My dad.
Okay, sit right there. Okay.
Life.
Life. Life.
God.
Jesus. My family.
My dog.
My family.
My mom.
My family.
My friends.
My fans.
Jesus.
Life.
My family.
Your mom?
My family.
My father.
Friends.
Cat.
My family.
My mom.
For her mommy.
For, wow. We have so much to be thankful, don't we? And our list, like I said a while ago, it can go and go and go and go and go forever and ever and ever, because God loves us so much and we have so much to be thankful for, and we just need to praise Him all the time. So this week, when you're celebrating with your family, to remember to be thankful and tell God, thank you for loving me. Can y'all do that this week? Yeah, and it says in Psalms 118:1, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Is God good to us? He's good all the time, isn't He? And He loves each one of us so much. So remember, as you're celebrating your family, to be so thankful as you're eating that turkey this week. Can y'all do that? All right, let's say a prayer. Dearly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you that you love us, and I thank you that you care so much about us. And just bless us as we spend time with family and friends this week, and we can just remember to be thankful for all of our many blessings, Lord. We just love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, church. Good to see everybody this morning. Once again, for those worshiping online, great to have you join us this morning. I want to encourage you to register your attendance through the app if you would like to do that. That would be helpful. Also, if you're visiting with us this morning, we're honored that you would choose to worship at Wiley Methodist. You can fill out a guest registration card. It's in the chair pocket in front of you if you choose to do so. Our pastor would love to meet you by the main entrance after the service. If you would like to fly under the radar, that's okay as well. We're just honored that you would choose to worship with us this morning. Tomorrow is the last day to drop off our shoeboxes. They will be sent to First Baptist, and from there they'll be transported to the Metroplex. So tomorrow is the last day to drop those off. Turkey Tuesday is this Tuesday. We're meeting at the Carver neighborhood at 4 p.m. to pass out turkeys to that neighborhood. Also, we'll have turkeys that go to the Methodist food pantry and for Bethel Methodist Church as well. So join us for that. It's always a great time to serve. And if you want to help pay for those turkeys, they're $20 a piece. So you can do that through your regular offering. You can do that online as well. No Wednesday nights this week. Actually, we won't have our ministry night start back until after the first of the year. Second Wednesday night in January, we'll start back. Also, there's other things upcoming in your bulletin. You can go ahead and read through those. If you're able, let's stand and recite the Apostles' Creed together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day He rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. Today is our church's day to pray for pregnancy resources. I believe that they have a church praying for that ministry every day, a different church. The 20th of the month is our day, and that need is circulated among our prayer team. But I thought we'd go ahead and cover that ministry in prayer this morning. So if you will go to the Lord with me as I pray over these prayer points they've asked us to pray for. Father, I thank you for raising up pregnancy resources, God. It's just a mighty ministry that they provide to our community, to those young ladies that are maybe struggling making decisions, those young moms that are having problems just trying to navigate life with a newborn. And so, Lord, we want to lift them up today to you. God, I pray for the board of directors and executive staff. God, I pray that they have wisdom as they make decisions about the ministry and how to efficiently lead the agency with excellence. Lord, I lift up the staff as well. I pray that they're able to complete their task with unconditional love. And Lord, we pray for the clients. Lord, I pray for the women and families that experience the love and grace of Christ in their everyday lives. I lift up the volunteers. God, I pray blessings on them for the time that they selflessly serve and share their time there. Lord, I lift up the future of pregnancy resources. God, I pray for you to increase the ministry and impact in our community. Lord, I pray for material resources to be provided. The diapers, the wipes, additional baby items from the clients, God, would you just make provision for that? Lord, and I pray that their website, God, it just draws people to that ministry. Lord, I pray that the pregnancy tests, the ultrasounds, and the counseling would directly influence the decisions to choose life. Lord, I pray for those who financially support that ministry, God, I just thank you for stirring hearts. And God, I pray for additional financial resources for that ministry. God, I pray that you expand the awareness of pregnancy resources, their services, to allow more ministry to take place in our community. And Lord, I lift up the clients who've experienced miscarriage or infant loss. And Lord, I pray for the women, men, and families who have been affected by abortion. So Lord, we pray, God, your favor and blessings to continue on this ministry. God, I thank you for what they've done up to this point. God, I thank you for what they're doing today and what they will continue to do in the future. Lord, as they navigate the new landscape of our community being a sanctuary city, God, that might change things for them. But God, I just pray that more people are drawn to that ministry. As young ladies decide their future, the life of this newborn, the one you're knitting together in her womb, God, I just pray, Father, for just continued grace, favor, and mercy, that it flows through that ministry to those who are in need. Lord, I lift up the other nonprofits in our community, Lord, that do such a good job of ministering to the hurting and the broken. Oh, Lord, you're such a kind God. It's your kindness that draws people. It's your kindness that leads people to repentance. And I thank you for your kindness being displayed through pregnancy resources and the other nonprofits in our community. Father, thank you for another opportunity just to be together in Jesus' name. And Lord, as we continue to worship you, Father, free us up to encounter your goodness today. And as George brings a word about thankfulness, Lord, if we're kind of stuck in a spot where we're having a hard time giving you thanks for things, free us up. I pray that this be an incredible season, impactful season for families as they come around the table and share a meal together, share time together, God. I pray that you, God, just restore relationships if they're broken. And Father, we're so grateful and thankful for who you are. Jesus, we're thankful that you taught us to pray, and we pray the prayer you taught your disciples. Our Father, art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, power, and glory forever. Amen. I want to remind you, after the service, we'll have some people up front to pray if you have a need. Please don't leave this place without connecting with one of them. Also remind you of our giving options. We have offering boxes by the doors. You can also give remotely.
The goodness of I was pushing the wrong button. There we go. It's good to be here. It's quite a privilege for me. Thank y'all very much. One of the things I've noticed Jeff does a lot is that he taps the microphone. And he's like he wants to know if you're awake and everything. And I just want to tell you, I think y'all are. I mean, I don't think Jeff knows what it's like to have a dead congregation. In fact, one of the churches I pastored, it was so dead. There was a guy that actually died in the worship service. He had a heart attack and died. And they called the EMTs, and they took out 10 people before they got the right one. That wasn't true. It was only 8. Yeah. I was a ministerial estimate there. You know, preachers have Sundays that they really like to preach, and you know, like Easter Sunday. You know, if you don't have a little fire burning there, you know, something's really wrong. And you really want to get up there. But there are other Sundays that are difficult because you have kind of this expectancy to, you know, preach about, you know, give God's word about this. And Thanksgiving was one for me because, you know, it always says, you know, like we heard in the children's sermons, you know, it's 139 times God's telling us to be thankful. And you know, and there's a lot in this world that's not all that wonderful, you know. And you don't have to watch, you know, Karen doesn't even like to watch the news. She said it's depressing. And it is. It is. And, you know, and especially if you go on the internet, it's depressing. And so, but yet you still feel this need, you know, to really set aside and go, you know, I'm going to preach this wonderful message about Thanksgiving. And if you go that next slide, and that's kind of the way you want to feel, you know, you want to promote this kind of atmosphere, you know, this Norman Rockwell type of Thanksgiving, but that isn't the way it always works out. Sometimes it's more like this. And, you know, it's sort of like, this is what our families look like. And that's how I feel like my sermons turn out. I think I'll put it that way. But anyway, we have a wonderful scripture today that we want to go on to see the scripture. I think we need to look at it instead. Out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, he says, always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. That's a great message to have and to understand what we need to talk about. You know, a few years ago came across a book, and I hate to say this to use it, but it kind of drives home a point because the figures are so outdated. But in 2005, Barry Swartz wrote a book called The Paradox of Choice, and it's subtitled Why More is Less. And he says these things, he puts out these, he says, there are 220 new car models to choose from. You know, that's probably a low number still, especially if you got all these electric cars now. 250 breakfast cereals and 400 DVD players. Well, you don't have that many to choose from anymore with that. But there are probably that many streaming services, aren't there? 40 household soaps, 500 health insurance policies. I think that's how many Medicare supplements there are. You know, there's got to be more than that. 350 mutual funds, 35 different kinds of shower heads. We have all this multiplicity of choice, and yet it shows that we're still an unhappy people because we, you know, having more isn't always what gets us there. So how in the world do we deal with these words of Scripture to always be joyful, to never stop praying, to be thankful in all circumstances? You know, these words sound ridiculous at times to us because you think about, it says you have to have all circumstances. What in the world does all mean? You know, I am firmly convinced that Paul never stepped on a Lego block in the dark, barefoot. I don't think he might have had, I'm not sure that scripture would be in here if he did. But really, there's worse things. We have so many in our lives, illnesses, difficulties of all kinds, relationship problems, health problems, just you name it. There's so many things that we are forced to deal with and that we face each and every day of our lives. I mean, even, you know, they come out, you know, there's supposed to be a shortage of turkeys this year. You know, and what do you do when you have Thanksgiving and a shortage of turkeys? You know, I think maybe we just go to Washington, D.C. There seems to be an abundance there. That wasn't politically correct, was it, Jeff? I'm sorry. I'll get you kicked out of here. Or get me kicked out, probably. But that's the thing. You know, I mean, we have on TV, it keeps giving us this message over and over again, these messages of you know, you're not happy. I mean, they do that. They say, you're not happy. That's their underlying message. If you'd only buy this product, drive this car, have this relationship, whatever the case might be, it just keeps saying, you're not happy unless this way. I mean, the medical industry is in on it too, you know, the pharmaceutical. There are cures out there listed for illnesses I didn't even know existed. I mean, they want you to go and they say, please talk to your doctor about this. So I thought, I did. I went to my doctor. I said, I need to talk to you about this. And he says, well, you don't need it. And I said, why not? And he said, I'll give you two reasons. The first is you're not a woman. And the second is you're not pregnant. I thought, okay. So what do we do? What does it mean to be all, to say all? And so I did a, because I was just going, surely he didn't mean that. Surely there's another understanding of that word that we're just lost. And so I studied the Greek, and I found that after doing an extensive study that all means all. I mean, that's all there is to it. So what in the world do we do if it says to be thankful in all circumstances? Why in the world would we even begin to do that? To always be joyful, to never stop praying, to be thankful in all circumstances. Why in the world would we even begin to do that? Well, I think it's because that's what God knows we need. He knows that deep in our hearts, if we don't have that, we're not going to really live the kind of life that he wants us to live. There was a fascinating study done by Professor Vicky Medvey of Northwestern University. And she did a study of Olympic medal winners. And she found a very interesting thing. She found out that bronze medal winners were quantifiably happier than silver medal winners. And the reason is that the silver medal winners are always just thinking, if only I'd done a little bit better, if I'd run a little faster, tried a little harder, whatever the case might be, I could have had the gold. But the bronze medal winner is going, man, I nearly wasn't even up on this stand. And so therefore, they were just happier because their perspective was entirely different. And I think that's what God is trying to say to us. We need to have a perspective about what it means to be thankful in all circumstances. And I really think the answer to this is found there later in verse 18, as it says, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. It's God's will. Do you ever think about it, that that's what God's will is? For you to be thankful in all circumstances? I mean, just think about that. He says, we prayed it earlier in the Lord's Prayer. Thy will be done, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And I was thinking, one day I thought about that. Wonder what it's like for God's will to be done in heaven. Because that's why he wants it here. And I realized that they probably don't sit around with their coffee and go, you know, I don't know that he meant that quite that way. I really think he meant something else. No. They snap to it. They say, that's God's will. I'll do it. And that's what he's wanting us to understand, is that we need to come to that point in our lives where we realize that God's will has to be done in our lives if we want to live the kind of life that God has in store for us. So that really brings us to a very important question. And that is very simply this: can normal people do that? I mean, just, you know, can you and I do that? Can we really be thankful in all circumstances? Or do we have to be like Bambi, the barista at Starbucks, who goes, "Hi, I'm Bambi, you know. I'm glad to hear at Starbucks, you know. What's your name?" You know? I mean, you know she's had several shots of espresso in her latte that day, and that's not normal. That's not normal. We look at people like that and we go, "Man, something's, you know, they're off track somewhere. You know, they're missing a few screws or something like that." That's not what God's wanting us to be. It's not about trying to be joyful all the time in the sense that we're obnoxious around others. But I think the answer is for us, for normal people, to how to be joyful all the time is to realize that we can't. You can't. I was reminded of John 15:5, where it ends up in that verse where it says, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." He did not say, "Apart from me, you can do some things." Or, "Apart from me, you can do most things." He said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." Except I think in my case, he says, "Apart from me, you can really mess up." But isn't that the truth? Is that what God is trying to say to us, what Jesus is trying to communicate to us, is that without being in him, as being in Christ Jesus, there's just no way to be thankful. But if we will find ourselves in Christ Jesus, if we will place ourselves in his presence, then we will find what we need in order to live like he wills us to live, to always be joyful, to always be praying, to always being giving thanks. Our problem is that too often we look at God as more of a commodity that is supposed to, that we acquire in order that he can make our lives better. You know, I remember as a young man before I came to the Lord, and I believed in God, but I believed he was there to kind of meet my needs. And when he didn't meet my needs, I was really put out. In fact, there are a lot of people that say, if God does that, or God doesn't do that, then I just can't believe in a God like that. Well, thanks be to God that you can't believe in a God, because that isn't the kind of God he is. See, really, the question for you and me today is not how much of Jesus do I have in me, but how much of me does Jesus have in him? And once we realize that we are in him, we live in his presence, and his presence is holy and righteous and loving and gracious. And if you live in that kind of environment instead of the environment that the world offers us times, then we can't help but being thankful. So today, I challenge you. Be sure that you're living in him today. Be sure you're dwelling in his presence. And as a result, you'll find yourselves thankful in all things. Let's pray. Holy God, what a great and wondrous God you are. As the psalmist said, "Trouble and distress have overtaken me, but your commands are my delight." And today, Lord, you are our delight. And we rejoice today as your people. We celebrate together your grace, your mercy, your love, and all the wondrous things you give to us. For, Lord, you are great. And we give thanks to you always. For it is in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Good to be with y'all today and pray God's richest blessings. I always like to close with a blessing. And my blessing for you today is that now may the good shepherd go before you to guide you, go behind you to encourage you, go beside you to help you, and within you to empower you. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Jeff Hatcher with Wiley Methodist Church in Abilene, Texas. I want to thank you for listening to this message from God's Word today. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He loves you and He wants to be your friend and your Savior. If that is you, I ask you to pray this prayer with me. Lord, I confess that I am a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sin. I ask you to come into my heart and be my Lord and my Savior and wash me as white as snow. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer today for the first time, I invite you to do four things. First of all, tell someone, share this decision with someone. We are better together than we are alone. And then also, I ask you to consider being baptized. Jesus himself set the example for us by being baptized himself, and he encourages us to do the same. And then I ask you to consider finding a Bible-believing and Bible-preaching church and plug in. Again, we are better together than alone. And then finally, I ask you to get into God's Word. It's not just because it is makes us a better person, but also because it is the living Word, and God speaks to us through His Word. The Gospel of John is a great place to begin. If I can help you be of any sort of assistance through this process, you can contact me at my email address, jhatcher@wileymethodist.org. God bless you.